Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. This is one of our very special More Than Mom episodes. I'm Sarah Powers, and I'm here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
How are you?
I'm good. So we're loving these. A couple times a month, we are setting aside parenting and having really fun, very fluffy conversations.
Yes, extreme fluff. Do not expect any advice or information worth having.
No, you come on Tuesdays. You guys know you come on Tuesdays for that. On Sundays, occasional Sundays. Okay, so today we're going to talk about purses and bags. Literally, that's it.
That's what we're going to talk about. That's all we're talking about.
But we have opinions about these things.
We do.
Guys.
We do. I have a lot of opinions, actually.
Yeah. So, okay, first up, let's talk about our sponsor, and that is a perfect fit for this topic, and it is FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, including, appropriately, a super cute clutch that came in the spring box that I love.
That we're both going to be fighting over who gets to carry it at Mom 2.0, right?
I know. Or we'll just be super dorky twins. So the way this works is the boxes retail for $49.99, but the stuff inside always has a value of over $200. And we have a coupon code to save you $10 on that first box. I had a couple of favorites from the recent spring box, but one was just a really beautiful candle in a rose gold candle, you know, holder.
Yeah.
It's on my nightstand right now.
Too.
And just like, it's a little bit modern and a little bit, I don't know, Megan, these are the things that I don't seem to indulge in by myself when I'm in the store, but when the box arrives, I'm like, yes.
I agree. Okay. So the thing that I got that I think was most indulgent, I already talked about the Ish lip palette, which I love.
Yes.
But there, it also came with this awesome like massage roller that has these two like spiky balls.
Yeah.
And just the kids and I just give each other back rubs with them all the time.
Totally. It's awesome. I got home from a girls trip recently and that had mysteriously disappeared into one of my kids' rooms. So I think we all think that thing is super fun.
I also have to point out that everybody I know who's gotten FabFitFun for someone else for a gift has said the other person loved it. And
yes.
I know several people. My sister got it for my niece Erin, and I think someone I just saw got it for a friend and said they loved it. So it's a great gift as well.
If you want to leave a hint that you would like this for a Mother's Day present, do that for sure, because what a great gift. Or if there's a mom in your life you think would love this, it's a great idea.
Just don't forget to give them the code THEMOMHOUR to get $10 off. So just go to fabfitfun.com and use the code THEMOMHOUR to save $10 off that first box. Only $39.99.
Yeah, for like so much more than that worth of stuff.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, Megan.
We ready?
Yeah, we're going to talk about our purses. You need a new purse.
I'm having purse problems.
Tell me your purse woes.
Okay. I feel like I was in a really good purse place for a while. I tend to like, I'm somebody who, first of all, typically I use a purse and then when I'm done with it, it gets given away. I'm not somebody who stores purses away
or
in
like
my
rotates.
Closet
yeah.
to bring back out later. And so I'm a one purse at a time person.
Monogamous.
Purse monogamy is what I practice. And I used to just buy like kind of mid-range purses. Like I kind of stopped getting the really cheapy ones probably 10 plus years ago, but I hadn't gone up to really pricey purses until maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And when I say pricey, I mean like in the Kate Spade or Coach kind of, you know, department store line. So maybe $200 or $300. I didn't go real high end. But I did see a difference in the quality and also how much I liked the look of the purse. Like I found like I just had more selection at that price point and they would last a little longer. And I could get something I thought was really stylish, but also had like the pockets the way I like them inside and all those different things. That said, every now and then, and that said, actually, I've only ever had one designer, and I'm making like air quotes right now, purse, and one designer computer bag.
Okay.
And the computer bag was a Coach, and it
when you say computer bag,
apart.
I've seen your Coach bag. It's like a
bag.
Tote, right? Like kind
yeah,
of like
it's like a bright
like a
pink,
businessy tote. Yeah.
Yep. Yes, it's like a bright pink tote that held my laptop, and it fell apart.
Okay.
That was like 3 months ago. Like the handles just completely fell off, which surprised me, honestly, for something so pricey.
Yeah.
At least to me. However, I really abuse my bags. Like I carry. Like not just a laptop, but also a heavy cord and books and sometimes I'll have like bottles of water in there. Like I carry really heavy stuff.
And it was several years, you said?
And it was several years. Yeah. So it was reasonable. So there was, that was my first beginning of my purse demise. I had had a like a mustard yellow tote sized purse that I used to use as just as a purse. But then when my computer bag broke, I switched that to my work bag. It's working okay for now, but it doesn't have a, like it doesn't zip closed on the top.
Yeah.
So like when I travel, I feel weird about putting it with my computer like under the airplane seat. I was afraid we're going to get turbulence and my laptop's going to fly out. So those are my computer bag issues. Then let's talk about my purses.
Okay.
On my birthday last year. Oh, and I have to say too, part of the reason I ended up with two mustard yellow bags because I got one on my birthday that's a purse, is that I always wanted a mustard yellow bag and it took me like 3 years to find one that I liked. And then I found two.
Oh, well, then you needed two. So is one a smaller purse and one is a computer bag? Okay.
You would have seen the one because I had it. I bought it like on my birthday last year. So when you were visiting, I had a brand new mustard yellow suede fringy purse that I adored.
Yeah.
However, it transferred dye off of my jeans and it was disgusting. I threw it away and it was expensive. Sad. I got it half off because it was like birthday club at this little boutique in my town. And so I got it half off. So it was fine. Like it was worth what I paid for it, I thought. But it got so gross looking and no amount of cleaning fixed it. So I had to throw it away. Now, let's talk about where I'm at right now with my purse. Again, about 2 years ago, I was at the little free trade store in my town.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a beautiful buttery leather. And the leather is almost like, it's almost like orange.
Okay.
It looks like a very 70s.
Yep.
Like imagine your mom's like 70s coat.
Yeah.
In that like sort of orangey
yep.
leather. And the brand is Seiko, S-S-E-K-O. It's one of those fair trade brands.
Uh-huh.
It is beautiful. I love it. It's just a, what do you call it when there's no pockets inside and it kind of fits slouchy? It's like, there's a name for it, like a sack or something.
Okay.
I'll have to think of it. It looks like a sling, kind of.
That's not a hobo bag, is it?
No, actually, well, maybe you would call it a hobo bag.
Yeah.
Like, the way it fits is like the
I know what you mean.
The strap is pretty thick, and then it gets bigger and bigger until it gets into the bag part. And I love that, but now it is also extremely dirty. I'm very hard on my purses. So now I'm looking at this going, I can't take this with me anywhere.
I'm going to stop you. When you are in your regular life, are you always having a work bag and a smaller purse? This is part of my challenge as well. And this is why I've been floating aimlessly.
So not always. When I was using this yellow, for a while, I used this big yellow bag as both.
Okay.
I find it difficult to have just one, though. Like, honestly.
Because sometimes you don't need all the work stuff.
I carry a lot of stuff on my computer bag, and I don't really like to have my purse cluttered up like that. So although I have been tempted to cross over into, like, just one computer bag, maybe with, like a little clutch or something to pull out.
Right.
I've been tempted. I feel like that would be the worst of both worlds. Like, it wouldn't serve me enough either way. What about you?
Well, okay. So let me start with the bag that
I just talked for 10 minutes about my purse woes. I guess it turns out we can make something out of nothing.
I think it was like 6 minutes. Okay. So I got a new bag yesterday. And I have the challenge of, first of all, I got a new laptop. I was overdue for a new laptop. Mine was old and running out of space because we have these lovely podcast conversations that take up a lot of space on my computer. And I had, I upgraded to a 15-inch laptop because I feel like my eyes are going bad because I'm no longer 28 years old. So I wanted a bigger screen. So I have a bigger laptop, which meant I had to get a bigger bag. But the bag, I've been struggling with how to have like a work bag that is maybe also a purse or that my laptop can slip in and out of. So this has been an ongoing problem, but the new computer prompted it. So I love shopping for bags at Nordstrom Rack, which I know you don't have, but it's the best because it is the Nordstrom bags and they're just marked down. They're not damaged or used or returned or anything. They're just like, whatever, a season old or they got too much of one color or something. So they're perfectly new good bags, but just maybe, like I said, like a season behind. So the bag I got is, I would call it a work computer bag, but it's kind of structured like a tote, but it's just the right size. And it opens kind of, when you open it, you can almost open it wide. Does that make sense? Like little expander panels on the side so that I'm not fishing around. And there's a slot for the laptop, but then there's a roomy middle section and there's tons of pockets. And it's that Hobo brand. And I've had a Hobo wallet for...
Oh, I have a Hobo wallet. And I
4 years. I love it. Yeah, I've had, and it looks not a day older than brand new.
I've had mine for 4 years,
And I've had it for 4 years. So this is a Hobo bag. It was $150, which again is like that. It's not something that you like. It's definitely a purchase, a big purchase. But for me, totally worth it. But I'm thinking that will be pretty much my everyday purse because I am finding I'm taking my computer everywhere these days. I take it to the gym because I get work done there. I take it to a coffee shop or like wherever. I take it to Taekwondo in the evenings when I can get, I just work on the go. And my wallet, which I have loved and I haven't had any wallet crises for 4 years, actually looks kind of like a little tiny clutch. So I almost feel like if I wasn't going to bring the big bag, I would just grab my wallet and my phone. I don't know.
Maybe
but that
if I was more organized, maybe I could do that. Like,
yeah,
I have an enormous keychain that has a million keys on it. But when I look at it, I don't think most of those keys go to anything that I do anymore. Like, I don't know what they go to, but so that's one of the things I feel like I need to be able to like throw this huge keychain in and that kind of thing. But I don't know.
I'm pretty good at purging and like really keeping only what I need. The other thing I have found helpful, if you do have a bigger tote as like your main purse, and this is true, whether it's a work bag or a diaper bag or whatever, is like any kind of cute, fun little zippered pouches of any size to contain smaller items. So I have a really cute one right now that I should take a picture of. My mom got it in Guatemala because she goes there a few times a year. And so it's a really cute little zippered pouch. And I keep some lipsticks in there. I sometimes tuck receipts in there that I want to save. So like anything, if you're dealing with a big bag, I feel like anything, and especially if it doesn't have good pockets, then any smaller little pouch for makeup or whatever can just kind of contain the clutter.
That's smart. I need to do something like that because mine does tend, like I'm looking at my purse right now to see what is the main, what is the problem?
What is the problem?
What is my problem? And it's stuff like, and it becomes a problem because right now, like I've got, I threw my phone charger in my purse for some reason. I don't know why. I probably just thought I would need it. And it got all wrapped around my sunglasses. So that's a hazard waiting to happen. I've got like loose change at the bottom, which is so annoying because when you need it, I've got gum. I do not like the new Trident package because it opens up really easily and the gum falls out.
Oh, okay.
It almost looks like an old fashioned cigarette case now.
Oh, I'm not a gum. I buy gum like twice a year.
I've got my compact just kind of tossed in one of the side pockets because it doesn't go anywhere else and it's broken, which is going to become a problem. At some point, this is going to, like, the compact itself is broken, not the powder. But at some point, the powder will break and then my purse will be wrecked. So I think maybe I'll try it. And I have to admit that I've been looking at Banana Republic's website right now because I just thought, they have nice purses sometimes. I'll check it out. And I almost like that they don't have too much selection.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it easy. And they have some really beautiful, you know, leather tote that could totally work as a purse type situation.
So let me jump in there because I had, before I was in this bag crisis for the last year or so, I had a leather tote from Madewell, which again is an expensive line. I had a gift card to Madewell when I was like 9 months pregnant one Christmas and I couldn't buy any clothes, but I really wanted to, or maybe it was a return. Anyway, I ended up with store credit at Madewell and I was like 9 months pregnant. I was like, I'm not going to fit in any of these clothes for like a year.
Right.
And
that's not fun at all.
I just wanted to like spend it on something. And so kind of impulsively, I bought this leather tote that I got more compliments on that purse. And that was in like, I would say the last couple years of my diaper bag stage. So I didn't need a full diaper bag, but I needed a bag big enough to put in, you know, Violet's little lovey and maybe a diaper and some wipes or whatever. So it was pretty roomy. It would not have done great for a work bag now because it didn't have the structure or the pockets of like a laptop bag. But I still have it in my closet and I will use it when I travel. It's a beautiful brown leather and it's just like the Madewell tote. I'll link it up. It's around $170. Again, it's a big ticket price, but if that's your main bag, that was my main bag for again 3 or 4 years, and I got so many compliments on it just from like moms at the park. It was just like a step up from just a plain old tote. It was so pretty.
Now let me ask you this. Do you tend to gravitate toward neutrals in your purse or do you go for bright colors?
You know, I do like brights, but I have to say neutrals for an everyday purse. And my neutrals have been getting lighter. My last couple bags have been, and maybe that's the trend, but the one I bought yesterday was available in black and it was a beautiful black bag. And I just thought, I don't want black. And the other option was kind of a bone, like a bone neutral, pretty light, not white, but and then my most recent small purse, and that's a whole other story. I tried to go small purse for a while and I had to give it up, but that was also light color. So I would say light neutrals.
I cannot remember the last time I carried a black purse.
I know.
I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain, trying to remember. I know for a while I did. I remember for a while they had like a lot of those like herringbone patterns were very in and stuff like that. And I think I had a herringbone purse. That was probably 10 years ago. Since then, it's been all bright colors or brown. And I tend to gravitate towards like a rich lighter brown.
Me too.
Or
I do.
Even a tan or a camel.
I do too, because those, if you wear black, those can pair nicely with black as opposed to like a chocolate brown. I do have a pretty red leather tote that my mom gave me. She was kind of done using it. And actually that was what I was using most recently until yesterday. My problem with brights is I do like to wear bright colors. And so if I have ended up with a bright red or yellow bag, but then I'm pretty likely to have a bright red or yellow scarf or shirt or shoes or something. And then I feel like it's too much. So I'm pretty neutral.
About navy? I think navy or gray. Those are kind of unexpected in a purse.
Yeah.
It seems like. And I feel like they're just so, they're still nice and neutral, but a little different.
Now, yeah. Okay.
What? Me?
Guys, Megan's passing this off as a podcast, but actually you're just listening to her shop online. Actually, it's just
my... Yeah, you're listening to me shop online.
I don't need to because I shopped yesterday.
I have to, man. I don't have much time. We're going to a conference in like a week and a half, and I have I have just a gross old purse.
Okay,
it's so gross.
I have a couple throwback questions for maybe for our listeners, if they haven't already tuned out by now. Do you remember your diaper bag days and like the challenges that came with like what is your main receptacle in those days? Were you like a traditional diaper bag person or?
The last time I carried a traditional diaper bag was with Jacob, and it was your classic.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. And it was like your classic, I think it was chambray blue, probably had Winnie the Pooh on it. It was probably squishy.
Right. Oh, yeah. And, I know what you mean. You know what I mean? Quilted kind of.
Yeah. And it had a million things in it, like everything I could ever need for an entire weekend away. And then by the time I got to Isaac, I was stuffing two diapers in my regular purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple wipes in a baggie.
That was my style too. The very first diaper bag I registered for was, and this is becoming a theme, a giant tote bag, really giant.
Yeah.
I still use it sometimes. I think I even, maybe with you, we used it for a weekend or something. It's like big enough to pack for a weekend, which should tell you about your first diaper bag, but it's not, it doesn't look diaper bag-ish. And that was great for when I was actually carrying like a changing pad and toys and multiple outfits. And I still have that bag and I use it occasionally for like an overnight or something. But I also had a diaper bag that somebody got for Brian as a gift from the Diaper Dude line. And they're like over the shoulder messenger bags and they were meant for dads. Like, but I actually then used that a few times because it was smaller and I really liked the messenger bag style, but it did have, you know, just a couple pockets that made sense for things like bottles or sippies or whatever. And I have no idea if that brand is even still around. But after that, I was like you, like tuck a couple things into a big purse.
Yeah. And I have to say with Isaac, it really wasn't until William came along that diaper bag started to look good.
Yeah.
Like something you'd want to carry. And so if I wasn't already like a three-time mom by the time he came around.
Right.
I actually might have bought a purse that was like a diaper bag that I used as a purse and a diaper bag together. But I know for sure I didn't carry a separate bag after Isaac. In fact, with Isaac forward, I just didn't. And it was always, and they were big for a while.
Right.
But, you know, if I had a small purse I really liked, I was usually able to make that work too. It's just,
right.
Just don't carry as much stuff.
It is. And like you and I both were in situations where we were close to our homes or our cars most of the time. I guess if you were a big city mom and you were out with your stroller most of the time, then you really would need more of a real diaper bag. You know what's big now, because I know through my sister, is backpacks. Like backpacks are back. And which is so smart for just like being comfortable and like being kind to your body and your shoulders, because those bags can get heavy and then you're folding up a stroller and carrying a 2-year-old. So I'm all for that. And they have really cute ones. I know my sister got one. So maybe we can link up some.
Yeah, actually my friend Liz
are carrying these days.
My friend Liz, who has a 2-month-old baby, has all of her stuff in a backpack. And I want to say, oh, it's like a sporty brand. I think it's Tom's. I think it's a Tom's backpack.
Oh, that would be
and
cute.
it looks good with everything. Like, you know, I've seen her use it. It's just kind of structured just enough.
Yeah.
And it's casual, but it looks good if she's a little bit dressed up and it's got plenty of room for all of her stuff. I do have another question now that I'm still shopping online. I mean, researching for this podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Are you particular at all about about straps.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sending you a link right now so you can see what I mean and see if you think this will work.
Okay.
And then you tell me about your particularity about straps.
I don't like the feeling of straps being too thin or being pulled too, being like under strain. Do you know what I mean? So I like a slightly more substantial strap. However, I will say on that Madewell tote, the straps were pretty thin, but it was so, wait for it, well made that it didn't bother me. So it's more the cheaper ones where you can just feel that the threads are just starting to pop. I don't know. This was, I don't know even what this is that you just sent me. That's
okay,
really
cute. The second question I was going
to
ask
you
is.
It's got to be able to go over my shoulder.
Okay, that's right. So that was my second question. Yeah. Is there room in your life for a purse that doesn't have a strap and only has a handle? And what Sarah's flipping out about right now is I sent her a link to a round, completely round tote that just has a handle at the top. But if you click through, there is a strap.
Oh, that you can attach on the outside?
That you can attach on the outside.
That was my
last... And it's really cool. It's big. It's not like not like a little circle bag that you would carry in your hand.
It's not a clutch.
Teeny.
No.
It's not a clutch, but it's like you carry it the way you would carry a clutch.
Yes. And so my last small purse that I alluded to briefly was Coach. And it was when I thought, okay, I don't need a big purse anymore. I am now a small purse mom because I don't have all this little kid stuff. And it's a beautiful bag. It's Kate Spade. I lied. It's Kate Spade, Nordstrom Rack. And it has the same thing where it has the handles that can go over your wrist or a longer strap that can go like crossbody style. And I did like that. And I did use both. So if there was a strap option, I would say that would be fine.
Now, I can't really do a handle that goes over my wrist for any period of time. That would be like if I was just digging through it in the store.
Only
if I was posing for a picture. However, Sarah, I'm going to send you one other link. Sorry, guys. This is like so not nice of us to be shopping, but we'll post these links.
Oh, yeah, we will.
In the show notes, because I think this might be my solution. Okay, guys, I'm gonna describe it.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
It's navy blue. It's a tote. I think I could probably get my computer in there. It has a really cool gold handle.
Right. The wrist handle are these gold circles.
But there's also a nice looking strap that you could wear cross body, which I do sometimes like to do if I need my hands free.
Yep. And that's
and I believe it's got an interior zip pouch.
Yep. It looks like it does. That's really pretty. I really like that navy blue color, too. It is not as dark as when I don't like navies that get confused for black.
No, I don't either. This is like definitely a navy blue. Yeah.
No, this is beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks.
What street level? Is that the
brand? Yeah, I don't know this brand. It's not very expensive either, which makes me wonder if it's just going to fall apart quickly. They have a lot of really cool, fun, different handled situations.
And I like
so
the
we'll
gold.
Link them up.
Yeah,
me too.
I really like that. Okay, we're almost out of time, but I have to ask you, do you remember a couple of your first purses or bags, like childhood or early teen years?
I remember my very first purse because it was my sister's.
Oh.
And she, actually two, she, there was a like a mint green clutch, which actually it was the 80s, but I think now would be very stylish again.
Right.
It was kind of like a long rectangle.
Okay.
And it had a gold clasp.
Yeah, it would be totally in.
Yeah. And then a bright red one that she let me have that was like bright red slouchy leather, which actually probably the glossy probably would also be. And so do you want to hear something hilarious?
Yeah.
My friend who lived next door was a little more in the know than me about adult things.
Okay.
And so she came over one day and said, oh, my gosh, you got purses. This is great. Now we can play that we're hookers. So
you were young enough to still pretend and old enough to have pursers.
I was like 9 or 10. So I didn't carry the purse. It was definitely for play.
Maybe Pretty Woman. I mean, I feel like that would have been a little after Pretty Woman came out.
Well, I think Pretty Woman came out in 87. So maybe I was 10.
Yeah.
But we played that we were hookers. Maybe it was 89. I don't know. Either way, she knew what hookers were and we played them with our purse, with my purses.
That is excellent. I love it so much.
What about you?
Well, I like wrote down a couple. So my very first backpack, which kind of counts, I asked Santa for a backpack when I was 2. And I only bring that up because my mom thought it was so funny because I was the youngest. I had never been to school. So I don't know how thought. And I was really little, like 2. And I just wanted to like put things in my backpack, which I feel like is very me. Like I just wanted to get organized. my first purse that I remember was kind of a acid wash denim and kind of a crossbody, like medium size. And I do remember actually using it. So I was probably 11, maybe. But I also remember in high school, and I still want one of these because I think they're back, like a straw bucket bag purse, kind of. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, a those are totally straw. Back. I just saw a bunch on Nordstrom's
website. They're back.
Website,
and so. The one, my mom has great taste in bags. And so I did get some hand-me-downs over the years. And so the one that I had in high school was right when I got my driver's license. And I just remember feeling like I had arrived at adulthood because I wasn't carrying a backpack to school anymore. I would put my like spiral-bound loose-leaf notebook and my car keys in this straw with leather straps, straw, kind of whatever you call those, like a tote basket bag.
Yeah.
And that was instead of a backpack, which made me feel like I was pretty much in college, even though I was 16.
Right.
So that was very cool. And yeah, that's it. And then yeah. The last thing I was going to ask about clutches or fancy purses, if you have any opinions. Like, do you like to have a nice clutch if you're going out? Is it worth the trouble?
I love fancy purses.
Okay.
I have probably more than I need.
Okay. I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I really like them. I don't know what I just like to. I like to always have a good option for when I'm depending on what I'm wearing that I'm going out in. And I've gone to a surprising number of sort of fancy-ish events in the last, 10 years, I guess. So, I have one that I really love. That's like a ruched, patent leather, but it's also got like little suede-y. Like, it feels like it was like parts of the leather were like rubbed off, if that makes sense.
Okay, so
there's shiny and dull and shiny and dull. And I want to say that is Michael Kors.
Okay.
That's probably my go-to because it goes with everything. But I also have like a taupe colored one that goes sometimes when I'm wearing something lighter, like a lighter boot. And I've got one that I love that I got in this little boutique in Nashville, Tennessee that is navy blue velvet, and
ooh,
it has a
pretty
gold clasp on it, and it looks very vintage and cool. So I have a whole bunch of those, but those are the three that I like the best.
Yeah, well, I'm super excited about the one that came with the FabFitFun spring box. That's not just a sponsor plug, although it is a sponsor plug, but I really like it. I just took it out wine tasting at this girls' weekend, and it is it's kind of reversible. So it's one of those clutches where if you unfold it, it's one rectangle, but you're meant to then zip it at the top and fold it over. Does that make sense?
Yep.
But you can fold it over either direction. So one way would be more of a plain mustardy yellow leather with just a hint of the floral fabric, or if you fold it over the other way, you see all the floral fabric and just a hint of the leather. I loved that. I love the size of that one. I love that it does not have any kind of a wrist strap or anything to like, so it's, you're just holding it like a envelope of leather, but I do love that one.
What if one of us wore it one way and the other one wore it the other way? Could we carry it?
I'm pretty sure that would be. Well, we don't even know if we got the same print. So I know
with
our FabFitFun kind of sample boxes that we get, it could be. Is yours mustard yellow?
Yeah, and floral.
Yeah. Okay, then it's the same. But I have seen, you guys, we're bringing it right back to our sponsor. If you go check out their editor's box or their spring box right now, there is a couple of options, I think, even in that clutch, and it's super cute. And again, that whole box you can get for $40 when that tote or that clutch is worth $60. See? I mean, it all comes back to.
It all does because they're awesome.
Okay, this was super fun. We're actually going to have a lot of show notes links, which I didn't necessarily expect.
We thought we'd have nothing of value, and I just created work for you by sending you a bunch of links. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So head to the show notes at themomhour.com. You guys will link up our favorite purses and tell us your weird or quirky purse preferences or what you're carrying for a diaper bag right now or whatever. Hit us up on social media or email us at hello@themomhour.com, and we will be back with a regular episode on Tuesday.